From the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel, with the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. My name is Father Mark Miller. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contributions from our donors. The Daily TV Mass ministry is made possible by the generous contributions of all our donors, and in a special way, our monthly donors. We pray for all those listed in the Daily TV Mass Book of Remembrance, and for all who have died and have no one to pray for them, and also for the souls in purgatory. The first is the Morrison family of Waterloo, Ontario, for Fonzane and her husband Vincent on what would have been their 61st wedding anniversary. The second are anonymous donors from Toronto, Ontario, for the living and deceased members of the Navalim family of a community in Toronto, Ontario. We give thanks to all our donors for the gift of this Mass. And we enter now into the Eucharist in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace and peace of our risen Lord Jesus, the love of God our Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
My brothers and sisters, the Lord calls us to hear his word and to join with him in the Eucharist, but to prepare the way, we need to acknowledge we come as sinners, so we pause for a moment to ask the Lord for pardon and peace. Lord Jesus, where we have walked in darkness rather than opening ourselves to your light, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, where we have listened to many voices but have not taken the time to listen to your voice, Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
And Lord, where we have failed to love one another as you have taught us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
And let us pray. Today being Saturday, we're going to join in the votive Mass of our Blessed Mother. Grant, Lord God, that we, your servants, may rejoice in unfailing health of mind and body, and through the glorious intercession of Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, may we be set free from present sorrow and come to enjoy eternal happiness. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. A reading from the Book of Revelation. In my vision, I saw the two witnesses of the Lord who had been given authority to prophesy. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord of the earth. And if anyone wants to harm them, fire pours from their mouth and consumes their foes. Anyone who wants to harm them must be killed in this manner. They have authority to shut the sky so that no rain may fall during the days of their prophesying. And they have authority over the waters to turn them into blood and to strike the earth with every kind of plague as often as they desire. When they have finished their testimony, the beast that comes up from the bottomless pit will make war on them and conquer them and kill them, and their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city that is prophetically called Sodom and Egypt, where also their Lord was crucified. For 3.5 days, members of the peoples and tribes and languages and nations will gaze at their dead bodies and refuse to let them be placed in a tomb. And the inhabitants of the earth will gloat over them and celebrate and exchange presents because these two prophets had been a torment to the inhabitants of the earth. But after the 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet, and those who saw them were terrified. Then they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, "Come up here." And they went up to heaven in a cloud while their enemies watched them. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Bless Blessed be the Lord, my rock. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. Blessed be the Lord, my rock. The Lord is my steadfast love and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield in whom I take refuge, who subdues the peoples under me. Blessed be the Lord, my rock. I will sing a new song to you, O God. Upon a 10-string harp I will play to you. The one who gives victory to kings, who rescues his servant David. Blessed be the Lord, my rock. Alleluia. Savior Jesus Christ has done away with death and brought us life through the gospel. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Some Sadducees, those who say that there is no resurrection, came to Jesus and asked him a question. Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, leaving a wife but no children, the man shall marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. Now, there were seven brothers. The first married and died childless. Then the second and the third married her. And so, in the same way, all seven died childless. Finally, the woman herself also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had married her. Jesus said to them, those who belong to this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are considered worthy of a place in that age and in the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. Indeed, they cannot die any more, because they are like angels and are children of God, being children of the resurrection. And the fact that the dead are raised, Moses himself showed in the story about the bush, where he speaks of the Lord as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now he is God, not of the dead, but of the living, for to him all of them are alive. Then some of the scribes answered, Teacher, you have spoken well, for they no longer dared to ask him another question. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Have you ever tried to imagine what heaven will be like, what it would be like to be with Jesus and his Blessed Mother Mary for all eternity? Imagining is not as easy as one might think, but perhaps we might begin by recalling the phrase from the funeral mass of resurrection, quotes, "Where every tear shall be wiped away, and where we will see you, our Lord, face to face." But if pain and suffering disappear, we still have to try and imagine what life in heaven would be like. We might think, perhaps, of perfect harmony, of kindness and gentle respect for one another, of generous sharing of everything, of peace and joy and contentment. The trouble is that each of these concepts is a generality, and we only clearly recognize them when they are found in specific situations. So maybe we can't imagine heaven, but we could take one further step and try to imagine dwelling and being wrapped in the arms and the perfect love of our Trinitarian God. That, again, remains a challenge for us, because it involves an experience that in its holiness and totality remains for us mortals far beyond our present intellectual capacity. Nonetheless, I recall during my studies for the priesthood reading as much as I could from the saintly mystics who encountered God face to face, so to speak. The writings of St. Catherine of Siena, St. Hildegard of Bingen, St. Francis of Assisi all struggle to express the joy and the beauty and the profundity of their mystical encounters with the living God. On the other hand, there are descriptions of hell by many mystics which are vivid, terrifying, very descriptive and detailed, and literally on the verge of scaring the reader to death. Obviously, these visions of hell and even of purgatory were meant to frighten people into living a life of honesty and faith in our loving and saving God. But they are much more vivid to us than the descriptions of heaven. As an aside, it has occurred to me that Hollywood has no difficulty portraying horror or making scary Halloween movies or depicting human violence, blood, and destruction. Somehow our minds can picture the negative, terrifying realities of a hell, probably because we have had so many such experiences here on Earth where we see and feel the results of war, of greed, of abuse, and of all the sins that some human beings perpetrate upon others. Heaven, meanwhile, remains elusive for the filmmakers. So let's take a look at Jesus' response about heaven to the Sadducees in today's gospel. First of all, Jesus demonstrates an astute reading of the scriptures. God, he notes, is the God of the living. For scripture records God as saying to Moses that he is, not was, but is the God of the living, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So for him, our ancestors continue to live, and so will we. Jesus' own resurrection confirms this truth. Jesus then trips up the Sadducees, who think that current human realities, like marriage, will be repeated in heaven. Now, this reminds me of a story that I probably shouldn't tell, but I remember Father Jerry one time coming home from some event on a Saturday, and I asked him how it went, and he said it was great. It was a 50th wedding anniversary, but he said, "I made one mistake." I said, "What was the mistake?" Well, he said, "In my homily," he said, "I started to wax eloquent, and I praised this couple, and I said, 'And think you'll be able to spend all eternity together in heaven.' And then," he said, "I looked at the congregation," and he said, "half the congregation was enraptured by those words, and the other half was terrified." Back to the gospel. Jesus does not try to add anything further to the description of heaven, because I believe Jesus is fully aware that heaven will be where his Father, indeed where the Trinity, will envelop us in perfect love, and we will know a bliss in this love that we cannot even imagine on this earth. Any further description will get lost in the weakness of our human words and experiences. Nonetheless, I do believe that even in this life we catch glimpses of the wonders of heaven. Think for a moment of what goes through the heart of a mother or a father at the first sight of their newborn child. Or try to remember moments of complete peace, perhaps sitting quietly beside a stream. Or think of the wonder of having a good friend in whose company you are perfectly at ease and whom you trust with your innermost self. For myself, and very simply, I recall one hot summer day when somebody gave me a glass of cold water, and my spontaneous response was, God is good. We have many such moments, but because they are so transitory, we tend to set them aside and get on with life. But heaven will be where we do not set these experiences aside. Rather, we will live in them, wrapped in the infinite love of our Trinity, Father, Son, and Spirit. God is indeed good, and the truth of heaven is that it begins here on earth. That when we follow God's will and work to build the kingdom of heaven, it is then in our midst. Those who follow Jesus are working to build the kingdom of God with the power of the Spirit. So perhaps what we need to do in our present lives is simply pay more attention to two aspects of our faith life. First, we need to pay more attention to the kindness, generosity, and mercy of God, learning every day to give thanks and praise in ways that radiate to others that God is in our midst. And second, we need to be instruments of God's will in our world by our own acts, supported by the Holy Spirit, of generosity, kindness, compassion, mercy, and love for those in need, because these acts radiate our Lord Jesus Christ and his continuing presence in our world. Jesus was serious in his preaching when he said, "The kingdom of God is close at hand," because he knew that it surfaces every time we strive to love God and every time we do something to love our neighbor. And so I leave you with this thought. May we all grow in this faith and trust that Jesus asked of his disciples. Let us now bring our prayers to God who created the earth and its fullness. We pray for our Catholic Church as it continues to speak out against all that would destroy human dignity, human rights, and human life. We pray,
Lord,
hear our prayer. For those whose lives are plagued by doubt and despair, that they may have God's grace to help them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For people who are lonely, that they may experience God close to them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the children of this world, may they be protected from hunger, abuse, illiteracy, disease, neglect, and violence, and be allowed to enjoy lighthearted and carefree childhoods, gently molded by God's laws and loving discipline. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray also for all those listed in the Daily TV Mass Book of Remembrance, for all who have died and have no one to pray for them, and for the souls in purgatory. We ask you, our Heavenly Father, to grant them eternal life and to let your perpetual light shine upon them. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
God of heaven and earth, you reward those with clean hands and pure hearts. In our unworthiness, we still bring our prayers to you through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, which the earth has given and human hands have made. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. With humble spirit and contrite hearts, may we be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Lord, wash away my iniquities, cleanse me from my sins. Thank you, Sonny. Pray now, my sisters and brothers, that this our sacrifice may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as you sent your Holy Mother into our world to bring the possibility of Christ into our world through her, we ask you today to help her, for us to help her through her prayers, those that are most in need. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in goodness you created humanity, and when we were justly condemned, in mercy you redeemed us through Christ our Lord. Through him the angels praise your majesty, dominions adore and powers tremble before you. Heaven and the virtues of heaven and the blessed seraphim worship together with exultation. And may our voices now, we pray, join with theirs in humble praise as we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, Jesus took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free.
And therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation. And we give you thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by your Holy Spirit. Lord, we ask you to remember your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Thomas our Bishop, and all the men and women who serve so faithfully in your holy name. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
And now, with trust in the way of the Lord Jesus and all that he has taught us, we have the confidence to turn to our God and to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours. Now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, I leave you peace, and it is my peace that I bring to you. So we ask in this day to look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
May the peace of our Lord Jesus be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Christ's peace be with you.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ bring eternal life to us who receive it.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. As we receive this heavenly sacrament, we beseech you, O Lord, for your mercy, that we who rejoice in commemorating the Blessed Virgin Mary on this Saturday may, by imitating her, serve worthily the mystery of our redemption. We ask this prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go in peace now to love and to serve the Lord with our lives.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.